Here, the Irish Dental Association is warning that the most vulnerable children and adults in the country could miss out on early dental intervention due to changes announced in the budget. The association says government plans to outsource public child and special needs dental care to what it says is an understaffed and overstretched private dental system is insufficient to look after patients in a timely and safe manner. The president of the Irish Dental Association is Caroline Robbins, and she's on the line now. Caroline Robbins, what are your concerns?
Our concerns are that across the sector, whether it's private or public, we're facing a chronic shortage of dentists, hygienists, dental nurses, auxiliary staff. So patients in the private sector or in the public sector are missing out, are having delays getting appointments. And children in the public sector especially, for example, last year only close to 100,000 children were screened, when it's really closer to 200,000. It's virtually half of them got screened when they should have been done. So the capacity for the public system is really under-resourced. There's a quarter of the staff, 23% less staff available to look after children. And on the flip side, there's about 23% more increase in the population of children to be screened. Mm. So there's a complete deficit there. The suggestion by the government that is looking to take the 0 to 7 year olds from the public to private sector is going to be fraught with problems, because we, by the same token, two thirds of us are struggling to find dentists. I'm a private practitioner here in Carlow. I have a four surgery practice. I have two dentists at the moment. I need a third. It would make a vast amount of difference to the patient waiting time, and it would be very helpful to my staff.
You're saying we need to train more. We need to boost training in the dental colleges.
Yes, I mean, if there is a demographic shortage, the most obvious thing is that we would love to see that there would be a significant increase in funding made available for our dental schools. You know, we have a dental school in Cork and Dublin, to increase the number of places available for dental graduates, hygienists and nurses. If we can get more hands working, then we can address the problem. But it's at the moment, we simply just don't have the physical capacity, the number of dentists available.
We have a statement from the HSE this lunchtime. They acknowledge that, they say, coming out of the pandemic, there are currently backlogs with the targeted primary school class programme for children. But they say to help address this, there's that funding. I think it's what you've been referring to, additional allocation in budget 2023, 15 million euro. But you're saying that the private dental infrastructure simply isn't there to be able to deliver the service?
I think neither of these infrastructures have the capacity to help, and there lies the problem. Yes, they do talk about, I know Minister Donnelly talks about an extra 5 million ring fence to help with this backlog of children to be seen. But interestingly enough, none of that is allowed to be put towards the hiring of new dentists. So I sort of say, you know, it's like giving a fire safety exam and saying, this is what we need to do, but just ignore the forest fire going on beside us. If we don't have enough hands, we're never going to rectify the problem.
All right, we leave it there, Caroline. Thank you very much for that. Caroline Robbins, President of the Irish Dental Association.